Blog Talk Radio.
Live on a beat.
We got them going down for the count. Looking at the ground. That's why we got haters. That's why we got haters. Haters everywhere we go. Haters everywhere we go. Haters everywhere we go. Where we go. Haters going down for the count.
One.
Looking at the ground.
Two.
I think you're a hater. I think you're a hater. Haters everywhere we go. Haters everywhere we go. Haters everywhere we go. Where we go. Haters going down for the count.
Yes, sir, it's a beat from Decatur. Can't see enemies and the haters. Real sharp on my thing like a razor. Blade come clean like a shaper. So I guess I get a game of tape up. But everybody gon' feel the need to say something. But can't speak up whenever you face them. That's what you call microphone gangsters. Yeah, I got a mokin' dope. Yeah, I'm raw, you know my flow. Cause folks be actin' extra hard like a Viagra overdose. Talking that noise on all them songs. A bunch of little boys, but y'all look grown. Those niggas sell and these niggas sell. It really don't matter cause they all just clones. Go to school, read a book, be a lawyer. Hell yeah, man, I'm all for the cause. And I ain't trying to get involved with the law, sir. But a nigga will get caught with the mouth murder. And that just ain't a threat on the song. Don't get it wrong, I'm protecting my own. Cause niggas that slip, they don't last long.
We got them going down for the count. Looking at the ground. That's why we got haters. That's why we got haters. Haters everywhere we go. Haters everywhere we go. Haters everywhere we go. Where we go. Haters going down for the count.
One.
Looking at the ground.
Two.
I think you're a hater. I think you're a hater. Haters everywhere we go. Haters everywhere we go. Haters everywhere we go. Where we go. Haters going down for the count.
Haters dog, but they don't care. Bet you got you a bird and you see a letter. Bet you got you a house, haters hating on me. Cause I'm OG, big boss of the South. Got more diamonds, got more wheels. Do more shiny, stack more chips. I'm just riding, straight profiling. Yeah, I'm smiling with your bitch. VIP, don't touch my shit. They with me, that's my clear. Shake them haters, watch me stunt. Now all at once, suck my dick. They know what we came for. AK to yo. They got me under investigation. They say I slang dope.
We got them going down for the count. Looking at the ground. That's why we got haters. That's why we got haters. Haters everywhere we go. Haters everywhere we go. Haters everywhere we go. Where we go. Haters going down for the count.
One.
Looking at the ground.
Two.
I think you're a hater. I think you're a hater. Haters everywhere we go. Haters everywhere we go. Haters everywhere we go. Where we go. Haters going down for the count.
When I'm around, you ain't even got a word to say. And you were telling your folks you're gonna murder me. Kept me going to the car, already heard the play. Y'all looking at a man, I'm looking at churn. Ball like a motherfucker, what is you doing? You all leave my city, long been run. Watch yourself, you're coming down your turn. You know what it is, you've been down that path. Getting the shit that these clowns don't have. Like buying the bar and putting it on my cap. Hit around me, even on my staff. You're a mama boy, nigga, you ain't too rough. Back in the hood, you didn't have no nuts. Me and my people used to beat you up. Now you're on top to beg you too much.
Too much, too much, too much. We got them going down for the count. Looking at the ground. That's why we got haters. That's why we got haters. Haters everywhere we go. Haters everywhere we go. Haters everywhere we go. Where we go. Haters going down for the count.
One.
Looking at the ground.
Two.
I think you're a hater. I think you're a hater. Haters everywhere we go. Haters everywhere we go. Haters everywhere we go. Where we go. Haters going down for the count.
Nigga, or you ain't a killer. But most of y'all gon' die trying to impress a nigga. Cause God only made for me to reach.
nigga, then I hope you get it. Cause there's a whole lot of bullshit that comes with it. Like your mama ain't done shit, but you just put her in it. And your pistols at the bus stop, don't get it. And everything about the street, nigga, is uncut.
Hello, hello.
Click log in as...
Hey, hey, hey!
Whoa. I did log in as co-host, man.
No, it didn't, because it kicked me out again.
Anyways, y'all listen
am
to Wrecking the Game Radio. Am I live?
No.
Yes, you are.
Okay. Y'all listening to Wrecking the Game Radio.
Wow.
Anyways, Goofy Bone did some undercover investigations last night. I was up till probably about 4, and I happened to find that gentleman's email address.
Oh.
Goes by the name of Nick Graves. Am I correct, Miss Tasha? And he's from Alabama?
Oh, Graves. Is Graves, Nick G, Nick Graves, nigga, please.
How did you find him? What the fuck?
Let me say this to everybody out there who wants to know how technical I could be. Everybody knows I'm high, so everybody should know I'm high tech. And believe me, I always get my man. Why? Because I do investigations. I set people out there in undercover fucking thingies, and I get what I want. And I happen to got his fucking email. So, yeah.
What in the hell, man?
Hold on.
Scary.
See,
all right. I don't know.
I'm coming
what the
in.
Fuck.
Okay.
Did it kick you out or you still in?
I got kicked out, but then I'm back in again. But anyway, hello.
The bitch changed my picture. What the fuck, man? Where fucking Elmo at?
Shouts out to Nettie, Angel Eyes, and Coach K. You know we love y'all.
Yeah, so we got a problem, man. We got a fucking problem. If y'all didn't know by the 8 o'clock on the wall on the show page, you need to fucking go and check it out. You know what I'm saying? We got a motherfucking hater. We got a serious hater. We got a serious problem with this hater. It's one thing to hate on Blog Talk Radio, but it's another thing to take it off of Blog Talk Radio and hate on the person's email, just like that old punk bitch Miss Diamond, who sent the goddamn email to fucking Vice Grip. You punk bitch, you. I sent you a couple of emails back, and you sent me the last email that just said it was best to leave our ignorant asses alone, because, yeah, she would get fucked up.
Miss Diamond?
Yeah, yeah. I went so far and found that bitch, look that motherfucking name up, Diamond Howard. That shit came up with 9 results in the United States. That was too easy for me to go down the list. and call
that bitch?
Some bitch. She ain't even Blog Talk related. She just some bitch that happened to type in Obama's name and Vice Grip shit pop up.
Every time I type in Obama, your name pop up.
So what, bitch? What the fuck is you looking for? Obama in office. It's over now. Goddamn. What the fuck is you worrying about all that shit for?
He's a motherfucking president, and what more information do you want? Seriously.
Man, I don't know. But you know what I'm saying? The songs that's being played today are in relation to haters. You know what I'm saying? And Nick G's show started at 5 o'clock, so F-Bomb Radio is probably going to re-air at like 4:30, goddammit, so we can simulcast on his motherfucking shit.
Watch me.
Well, Tasha, if Tasha, you going to do your show from 2 to 4? No, from 4 to 6?
No. I got my friends.
I keep forgetting. I keep forgetting to fuck late.
I have my friend's funeral tomorrow morning, so I can't.
Yeah, man.
Tasha, you don't worry about it. You let the professionals deal with the problem.
Because we
are professionals.
That means we got a show scheduled today. We'll be F-Bomb Radio at 4:30. I'm going to have to run that back. 4:30. And that will be the simulcast show. So when we F-Bomb, that means fuck somebody up and bomb on their whole goddamn show and shut their shit down. It's going on probably. We need like at least 50 volunteers, though. We need y'all to call a friend. So when we put the goddamn number out, we're going to blow his goddamn switch up till that bitch shuts down. He can't take no call. He's going to have to hang up on like 100 people. And he ain't going to know who the fuck he's hanging up on. You're going to have to just clear your whole fucking line and kick every fucking body out of the chat room. And I'll come back in as guest. And I'm going to do that refresh shit, so when you're a guest, all you got to do is keep refreshing, and a bitch can't kick you out.
Don't be telling them the fucking secrets. What's wrong
with
you?
Fuck that. I got to pass it on to you.
Brother, now you done pissed me off. You guys better leave Nick G alone, because he's my best friend.
Yes, fuck his ass up. What's going on? Pop?
Watch me. I'm dead serious. Watch me get fucking crazy.
Alabama, 251. You have a serious motherfucking hater representing your fucking little clique, your area code, and we don't play that shit. You know what I'm saying? And the gist of the whole story is, you know what I'm saying? It's punk bitch. You know what I'm saying? He put a call of the wild out for a female co-host, you know what I'm saying, being the beautiful and funny, you know what I'm saying, person that she is, Miss Tasha.
Hold on. She's beautiful, funny, and sexy. Don't forget that part.
Aw, you guys are beautiful. I love you. But, man.
But for real, he shouldn't have done what he did. He disrespected Miss Tasha in every fucking way, shape, and form. There is no need for that, because she didn't want to be a co-host on his fucking show. Am I lying, Smelly?
No, that's it. So he's been sending. That's the whole problem. It's not like he did it one day. You know what I'm saying? He done followed up with, you know what I'm saying, subsequent messages to her email and Twitters and all the other goddamn places. You know what I'm saying? You know, talking fuck shit, calling her dumb, calling her this, calling her that. You know what I'm saying? No. And nobody calls her a cocksucker but me.
And me.
Because we all know what it's in relation to, shit.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, my God.
Don't use our words.
Wow.
Don't use our words in vain, goddammit. Don't use our words in vain. Play that shit.
It smells so good. I'm going to tell you something right now. You're not my BF, because you are not my boyfriend.
Yeah, nah.
Hell.
Hey, that dude fucked you up. Yeah, that fucked you up. You told me about the old dude had came in the room. He thought, I think you're cute. He thought, you think... Instant message me, talking to the dog, are you gay? Man. Y'all got to be keeping in mind, man, if y'all on this show And y'all just have to decipher who the fuck is in the chat room using my name, because sometimes we switch up. She'll be using my name, and I'll be the co-host. And then sometimes
my writing is pink. Or if I have a little pink love heart next to my name, it's me.
Okay.
Yeah, but then you got my motherfucking little thing
but
up.
But you know,
man,
the funny thing was,
down.
Like I said, the funny thing was when Miss Tasha goes, "Hey, sexy, how you doing?" And I thought it would smell so good. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, that's out the easy rider, man. Easy, you know the fuck we talking about then, because you done been by the show. Sound like he got fucking toilet paper in his motherfucking mouth and shit. Wipe your mouth.
Can I interrupt for a minute? Can I just have your attention for a minute, please?
Oh,
you got the
mine.
Floor, buddy.
Ooh. Oh. No, you don't. Shouts out Lachelle just ended off in there. Okay, now you got it. And Real Talk Women. Okay, now you got it.
Give me Lachelle for one night.
Mm. Hey.
Oh, sorry.
Anyway.
Sorry.
I'm playing. It's all good. So anyway, all right, seeing as though this is a hating show and...
No, this is not a hating show. We just
got to
address some fucking haters.
You know what I mean. So anyway, I have something else to say and something else for you to listen to. I was with Steady J last night on his show, and I again got fucking disrespected.
By who?
Just listen. Can you just? All right. Now,
okay,
guys.
I'll shut up. Okay, go ahead. Go.
Now, yous are gonna have to shush. Don't react until the end. The name is revealed at the end of the conversation. I want you to listen. Okay, I'm gonna play it for you now. All right.
Damn, man. Y'all get the pistols, man. Get the pistols and slingshots. Shit, it's time to go to war. Fuck going
listen.
On up here? Punk listen. Motherfuckers listen. Disrespecting the Trilateral Commission. It's going down.
Oh, my God.
Shh.
All right, listen.
Get hung up on right then and there. You would have got your fuck ass hung up on.
From the mill, came in, called me a bitch, called fucking Steady a bitch, and
damn,
hold on.
First of all, Steady was a punk for even allowing that punk motherfucker even say bitch out of his mouth. You would have came on my show saying bitch, fuck you, fuck nigga. It would have been, oh lord, well, who the fuck is Jay Mills? First of all, where my weed at? Let me go smoke.
I was like, what the fuck?
Where the fuck is Steady at? Steady ain't standing up correctly, man. That ain't the way we stand up on our fucking shows. First of all, if any one of you motherfuckers I bring on the line call in and address me as a bitch, Oh, I'm just going to put your ass on mute, and you ain't even going to know that you ain't even talking no more, and then I'm going to ride your motherfucking ass until you just decide to hang the fuck up. And please call back
grab
in.
Grab the number.
I welcome that. Please call back in, because I can write your fuck ass number down, and then I'm going to call your ass back throughout the rest of the fucking week.
Man, you got to realize that Steady's the little one trying to learn. He doesn't
know that. That's right. I bet you he didn't even write the number down.
Like I'm saying, I would have called that number all hours of the motherfucking night.
Hey, I would have called Australian time on his fuck ass. He's ever been called on Australian time.
And I was like, fucking take the number down. Fucking take the number down. And then at the end of it, I was like, did you take the number? He's like, no, I didn't. I just recognized 313. I'm like, you know what? You should have taken the fucking number down. I would have called him back, blasted his fucking ass, given his number to every motherfucker out there to give him a call and blast him. He's a piece of shit. He's on every night. I've seen him pop up all the time.
Wait a minute. Hold on. He's in the chat room too?
No, he ain't in our chat room. Believe
he,
that.
He
no,
came,
no, no, no.
What happened?
No, no, no.
He,
hold
know
on,
what happened?
Hold
he
on,
came
hold on, Miss Tasha. Miss Tasha.
Hold on.
He's in the chat room too on Seti's show?
He came in as a guest.
How the fuck he came in as a guest and said he let that go?
Yeah.
No, because I was on Seti's show last night because I bought a little computer, a little laptop, and I couldn't sign in, but I was listening to Seti's show as a guest.
No.
And said he left me on there for about 20 minutes before he booted me. Until Madison Media said guest, that's when said he fucking found out.
Okay. No, but then
but
we had another guest.
I'm gonna tell something.
That.
Hold on, Miss Tasha. I'm gonna tell everybody like this. Why are you gonna be a little window warrior over the phone? Make a designated place, bring who you have to bring, meet me, I will go solo, motherfucker, if you really want to be a man. Because all this talking over the phone, this is new to me. I handle business, and I do it. One thing is that I found out you in the 313. And believe me, with a stupid name like that, you ain't hard to find.
No, I'm looking up
just
his ass right
me,
the fuck now.
Just tempt
me.
And it goes for everybody on BTR. Just tempt me. Motherfucking shit. You'll be seeing me on CNN, then they'll be really talking about Blog Talk. A Blog Talk person went and beat the shit and almost killed another Blog Talk person, and then boom, you'll see my beautiful face on a mugshot.
Why? Because I don't give a fuck,
and that's my business.
Meals.
Just to prove a point, I love to do that. That's my thing. I make examples out of people. People who don't know the rules of life and don't know on how this thing goes, they need to be taught a lesson. And believe me, I will take off my $500 Louis Vuitton belt and I'll beat the shit out of somebody. Just to fucking have a thrill. Because they want to have a thrill by fucking up somebody's show, I have a thrill by beating the shit out of somebody. And that's dead on.
That's
so
some
get me,
shit,
motherfucker.
Though, man. Damn, see, this is what summertime is all about, though. Summertime, bunch of hoes is going to come out. You're going to get a bunch of whole-ass motherfuckers calling in the shows. You know what I'm saying? You're going to get a bunch of little fuck-ass kids and shit, you know what I'm saying, jumping onto their damn mom and daddy's accounts or whatever the fuck. You know what I'm saying? And that's how shit's gonna be popping off. Which I welcome that on my show. You know what I'm saying? That is cool. Please call in with your ignorance because I am just as fucking ignorant. And we can damn sure go there. But I guarantee you will not win. In the chat room or on the motherfucking phone, you will not win. And we ain't even gonna go no fisticuffs and all that. Cause niggas that start running their mouth, you know what I'm saying, and they pick up. See, I don't even have to initiate shit. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I will go ahead and give you a little dialect so you don't think a nigga is motherfucking slipping. But we do exchange phone numbers and addresses, so that's a real nigga that I am. I will give you my motherfucking phone number, and you give me your phone number. I will reverse look your shit up, find your address, and then I will let you know. You keep popping that bullshit, and we're going to take it offline. So,
now,
I mean, you motherfuckers need to keep drama. Y'all going to keep up some fucking drama and play. But don't sit up here and be all into people's personal lives. You send me some damn emails or you send me some shit like that now, you was on my personal time. You was not on BTR time. You was on my personal shit. Don't fuck with me on my personal shit. Don't fuck with nobody that is related to us on our personal time. BTR is one thing, but bitch, when we off time, we don't need to be getting no motherfucking, hey, nothing in the goddamn mail unless it's just, hey, how you doing? I want to be on your show.
Exactly.
But since this is a trilateral commission and we are short of one member right now. The Trilateral Commission is myself, Goofy Bone, and Seti J, along with some new members that we about to get on board. You know what I'm saying? Miss Natasha Triple X. We got my dog Uncle F, you know what I'm saying, that called me last night from Baltimore and wants to link up on the night shows. You know what I'm saying? He do 8 to 10, so I'm like, well, that works. Because 8 to 10, Seti on 10 to 12, and you 12 to 2.
Yeah.
So now we got the nighttime trilateral commission all locked down. You know what I'm saying? Day and night. So it's going fucking down, man. But yeah, haters is not tolerated. Hateration is not tolerated at the fuck all. There's
but
a meal. I just came off of Timothy Hodges' show. And when you type in meals, that's the only thing that pops up is Timothy Hodges, but there ain't no. They don't say
I've got it.
What happened?
I got it in the chat.
What's in the chat?
Oh.
The link.
Oh, the link.
So,
oh,
look, at the end of the day, right? I'm just.
Oh,
thinking,
look at this, man. What the fuck?
Oh,
you,
this motherfucker.
This nigga. Pillow talk.
Oh.
Hell no. Shut the fuck up, man. You motherfuckers crazy, man. It's you, bitch. Crazy.
Alright. No, he didn't. I'm over here screaming like a lion. And this nigga's a
pillow talker. Oh. This bitch got a D'Angelo pissed off. You faggot ass
nigga.
What the fuck? Okay, let me hear how this gay nigga sound, man.
All right. See, now, all I can say is that he had his show on the same time as Seti J. So, you know, so he was definitely around.
That's fine, that's fine.
Just wait a minute. So he said, Seti was going by the area code because apparently he had called up twice. 2 weeks ago or something on Goofy's birthday night or whatever it was, or some crap. I don't know. Whatever. He can explain that to you. But anyway, he memorizes the number, and he was like, I know the number. That's the guy that called 2 weeks ago, and it was him. So I'm just going by what Seti J said as far as who it was. He didn't come through in the chat on his name, but I know that he was – He had a show, and then his show had stopped, and then he called our show, or Seti's show, the one that I was on. So I would, like, put two and two together. It probably was him, 99.9%.
Oh, Jay Will. Okay. His name is Jay Will, yeah. Jay Will.
Hold on, everybody. I want to apologize for me screaming like a lion. I didn't know this nigga was a pillow talker. Shit.
Yeah, I thought this was just
sorry,
gangster shit. I thought we were gonna come and da 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 da. We gonna see some Snoop Dogg looking nigga or something. Nilly vanilla wannabe ass nigga.
He did. Look at him.
What
oh
the
my God.
Fuck? Hold on. Where is Nilly Vanilla at? Let me play this all for
God.
Nothing for your punk ass. You punk bitch, you.
Dude, look like a gay vampire. Look at the coach.
Man. Let me play I got to get into a song for these fucking haters. You know what I'm saying? This is what's going to happen. Fuck with the Trilateral Commission.
The fucking gay Latin vampire, man.
We're coming back, man. And everybody needs to leave some comments on his shit. Fuck that old pussy nigga, man.
It's that motherfucking street anthem, nigga. Street anthem, nigga. Die thugging, nigga. Brought to you by your motherfucking nigga Hurt, nigga.
Your motherfucking nigga Hurt,
you a pussy nigga in the streets, man. Rob that nigga without a mask.
No
a pussy anyway.
Pussy nigga talking crazy, get your head cracked. If you a flaw nigga, I'll rob you with no mask. Suck it to a lot of you niggas, now that's a hard task. Fuck getting in bad, rob them with no mask. Pussy nigga talking crazy, get your head cracked. If you a flaw nigga, I'll rob you with no mask. Suck it to a lot of you niggas, now that's a hard task. Fuck getting in black, rob him with no mask. If you gon' rob a pussy nigga, rob him with no mask. Don't need a mask to rob a fuck nigga, last time I checked. And where I'm from, if you pussy, we Devo your shit. Pussy nigga robbing another pussy nigga, now that's some shit. What type of niggas you say you rob, not this true thug. You try to rob a true thug and get your wig flicked. So rob a sweet nigga with a mess, know how sweet you is. Keep it true, nigga, you hit a lick in this rap shit. God allowed you in this position, on me you can't lose it. Keep selling them lies, I know you ain't gon' rob shit. Get out the way, this true thug movement coming in. And you don't need a master, treat a pussy nigga like a bitch. Pussy nigga talking crazy, get your head cracked. If you a flaw nigga, I'll rob you with no mask. Suck it to a lot of you niggas, now that's a hard task. Fuck getting in black, rob them with no mask. Pussy nigga talking crazy, get your head cracked. If you a flaw nigga, I'll rob you with no mask. Suck it to a lot of you niggas, now that's a hard task. Fuck getting in black, rob them with no mask. You need a mask, that mean you about to touch your own nigga. A nigga run up on you with a mask, that mean that was your nigga. Hit me up, don't worry, we'll load up them pistols. Show my flaw he is and touch him without a mask, nigga. Fuck robbing you niggas, we coming to squeeze triggers. Bible game serious, I for not believe that nigga. So go ahead, keep robbing all them pussy niggas. Round my way, all pussy niggas is broke, niggas. Run up on me with a mask, you a get your issue. True thug movement, we ain't taking no fucking prisoners. Nigga, you caught the package drunk and be the nigga that licked it. Soft ass nigga, I rob you without a fucking pistol. Hey, this your motherfucking nigga hurt, nigga. Die thugging, nigga. Motherfucking true thug movement, nigga. And I'm that motherfucking nigga coming to bring the true thugs back, my nigga. All that floss claiming around here, my nigga, we ain't accepting that shit, nigga.
Had to play my shit real quick. Shouts out to motherfucking Hurt. You know what I'm saying? Let y'all motherfuckers know how to do it. You know what I'm saying? You rob a nigga, man. You rob with no mask on. Fuck, you need a mask on. Fuck. You can hide behind no bushes. Fuck that shit. Stand in the middle of the road with a pistol and let that motherfucker know what time it is. But I guess that's just how we do it down here.
I guess.
No fucking hiding in the bushes. No ambushing. Hell nah. Only ambush you'll see the nigga sitting on a bus stop, and when your ass get a cut close, and the nigga stand up and punch in your motherfucking face, and then ask you what the fuck is wrong with you, then you'll understand what the fuck happened. But you crossing the line, being very disrespectful, and we don't play that. Y'all can go back and read my motherfucking comment underneath Sadie J's little fuck ass comment. Fuck that shit, Sadie J. Now you gonna get your ass banned from the trilateral with this old punk shit.
This
fucking 4:36 in the morning, and I'm here to call the truth. Fuck that nigga, man. Yes, it's gonna be some online drama. It's gonna be some offline drama if you want to take it there. So hell nah, y'all read my motherfucking comment. It's a page long. This punk bitch.
Why said he even bowing down to a little piece of shit like that? Man, you gotta understand that Seti's a little guy, you know, and Seti needs to know that he signed up with the Trilateral Commission that is willing to beat and destroy people. And I think that frightens said little Seti. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he's a little guy. We got to tuck him in with the teddy bear, you know? Good night, little guy.
He's too soft, which is a good thing, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's why the Trilateral Commission is so wonderful.
Man, fuck that. That's what we got Vice Grip for. We want some fucking unity and love and peace. We got Vice for. Yeah, all that shit. Well, you got crabs in the motherfucking barrel. I got to close the door, y'all. Y'all hold on. I'm going to close the door.
Hey, send the link again because I can't find that motherfucker.
Close the door. Who? You just scroll up. It's at the top. Wait a second. Close the door.
No,
we are...
I had to refresh.
All right.
I've just been disconnected from the internet again. It's fucking stupid. Fucking
everybody
crazy.
See my clock on the wall for haters?
Mm-hmm.
I trip myself out of this shit. I was like, hell no. Nah. I just type in, I go down to the bottom, and I just type in shit that I be looking for. I typed in hater. And that shit pulled up a bunch of T-shirts that said I love haters and all that shit. But they wouldn't let me use a T-shirt, so I just typed in hater in the miscellaneous, and then it pulled the clock up. So I'm like, hey.
Well, you guys see my bones, my patch, the circle that looks like it's an ambulance thing, but it says bones in it. I got that.
Yeah,
that's cute. Tasha, post that fake-ass vampire-looking motherfucker link in the chat room. Fucking Coach, man. I love Coach for that one.
Hold on.
I'm on Coach. Yeah, that Urson's way of doing that.
I love you, Coach.
Yeah, right. Call it freedom of speech and expression for all the pros of being free. Fucking right. Fucking right. Shit. You step down on the wrong people, though, you gotta be able to, you know what I'm saying?
You gotta be able to
hold
yourself on, you know?
Man, I travel anywhere safely, and I don't worry about a motherfucker, you know what I'm saying, coming behind me. Because you come behind me, you best go ahead and handle your business. Because if not, if I get to jump on you, I promise you, I will flip the fuck out straight, Jekyll and Hyde style, you know. So I don't really like to fuck with people because I don't know how to quit. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I don't really do what I need to do. Military teacher don't motherfucker stop till it's over. So
exactly.
That's how I run my life, and that's how I run everything that I do, whether it's fucking or whether it's fucking somebody up. You don't do it till it's over. You don't quit till it's over.
Amen.
Be a fucking
to that,
quitter.
Bro.
Be a hitter, not a quitter. Just don't hit women. Don't fucking verbal abuse women and shit. God, what it be some fucking lame ass niggas. Y'all some lame motherfuckers on here, man. If you got to go and raise your fucking voice at a fucking female on here, oh, you's a real bitch. You's a real bitch ass. What Michael Blackson like to say, a real bitch ass nigga. You're a real bitch ass nigga. Yeah, Michael Blackson. You know what I'm saying? A comedian.
Michael Blackson.
Yeah. Yeah, you're a funny comedian shit. You always tell me, you motherfucker. You, I know bitch ass nigga. I know bitch ass nigga. You bitch ass nigga. Oh, fuck, you're right, man. I'll drop the link in a minute. Y'all check out Michael Blackson, too. That's my dog, man. He's a funny comedian and shit. But, yeah, that's...
you posted something on this motherfucker?
Anybody lost their sound? That's what... I posted.
Hey, you posted on his little comment?
Yeah, I'm still writing.
Oh, you still right? Oh, okay. No, because I see Tammy Fortuna. She wrote, "Your show sucks."
Oh, damn! I love Tammy, man. Where the fuck is she at? Where the fuck is she at, man? Huh?
She's in the room.
Thanks, Tammy.
She in what room?
In your room.
Oh shit! No. What the fuck? Damn. Tammy Fortuna, use the shit, girl. And I mean that in the best motherfucking up in your face way. You is the shit. You the fucking Siskel and Ebert of Blog Talk Radio. And I'm glad that you came through me and Gopher Bone Show and gave us some fucking full thumbs up and shit. You know what I'm saying? Please go piss on them motherfucking haters. You know what I'm saying? Because we don't need them haters around this motherfucker here, man. You know, so I'm leaving a little message on J Mills shit, you know what I'm saying, on his whack ass little shit, and y'all can check that shit out.
Man, did you see her new Tammy Fortuna's new picture?
Oh. Nah, why the hell my shit? No, because I got to pull up my show page and shit.
Oh, okay,
so
okay.
I ain't did that yet.
We love you, Tammy.
Know that. Know that. No,
I don't know.
That.
I didn't.
Hold on. Damn, Tammy's a sexy beast. Ew, Sammy. I mean, Tammy. Good Lord, I'm Sammy and shit. Damn. Oh, I got one. Let me see. This is what the fuck's going to happen to all you motherfucking pests out there.
It was 9 a.m. The phone rang.
Commando Pest Eradication, you saw a bug on your child's apple? Code red, boys. We got a live one.
Your home, much like the rest of the world, is infested with unwanted vermin. Commando Pest Eradication will wage war on nature so you don't have to.
Hello, ma'am.
Thank God you're here. I saw a bug in the kitchen.
You did the right thing, ma'am. We'll take it from here. Everything's going to be okay.
Commando Pest Eradication uses only the most lethal chemicals to rid your home of unwanted life. Our team is composed of military-trained professionals that know how to take care of a messy situation fast. After successfully defoliating Vietnam, we've turned our attention to the home front, your home front.
We've got the situation in the kitchen contained, sir, but I found this. Jesus, what the hell is this?
That's my daughter.
Looks more like Viet Cong.
It's Jay Will. Shoot it.
No pest eradication. We kill everything in sight so you feel safer. It's the war on nature, and this time we're winning.
Punk ass haters out there. Punk ass.
What? All right.
Shout out to all you fuck ass motherfucking haters
out
there.
Did you see Tammy Fortuna's new picture?
Goddamn, how many motherfucking times I'm going to tell you I can't goddamn check
damn.
It out? T. Collins, you called on the wrong date. You ain't got no hater song.
I ain't got no hater song?
No,
T.
you have a hater song. We can use your shit. We got a real fucking problem on Blog Talk Radio. We got real fucking haters running their dick suckers. You know what I'm saying? And it's not going to be tolerated.
What was going on?
It's not going to be tolerated. We got some disrespectful ass, pillow talking ass niggas running their motherfucking mouth about our co-host, by my co-host and my homeboy and shit. You know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, I do got something, yeah. This is what the fuck we're going to make you old punk motherfuckers do. You know what I'm saying? You keep fucking with us, man.
Beat rock, y'all.
Go along, T.
Let me show you what I'm made of. I stay on my grind like I make love. Yeah, gray in the shine and I'm caked up. Louis Vuitton bag and watch by Jacob. You look good, I'm surprised by your makeup. I bet you look good when you wake up. I bet you look good when you go to sleep. I'm in the streets all day till I wake up. Let me show you how I hustle do it. Let's move when I hustle move it. Yeah, I ain't a Mac, but I ain't too far from that. I ain't a pimp, but I ain't too far from this. I'm gonna share my story. I gotta give props to the man before me. I'm standing on top of the world, and that's for real. But you can come and chill in my atmosphere, girl. Get it low, 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 get it girl, 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 get it girl. Let me get back to business. I won't stop till I'm finished. Work you out like Olympic gymnast. Poke it out, lil' mama, drop and twist it. I've been lifting, squatting, splitting. The way you pop it is kinda different. VIP, we in the club. 15 deep, my nigga, what? I'm doing things I never would. Just because she's smelling good. Watermelon, Vicky's Secret, she got me leaping off the deep end. Shawty, what's your name? I don't care about your mane. I got money in the bank. I just wanna see you, wanna see you. Get it low, 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 get it low. Get
Hell, you gonna hang up? I'm playing your motherfucking song. Goddamn T. Collins, you son of a bitch, you. It's all good. Shout out to my dog T. Collins, you know what I'm saying? Calling in, representing for the show 813, you know what I'm saying? That was his cut, you know what I'm saying? Get level. You know, that's how we do it. One time, man, for all my sponsors out there, you know how we do it.
I'm hungry for something different.
Zebra Bar. The Fever. It's the candy bar that's fun to try. It's half smooth white milk chocolate, and the other half is deep dark chocolate.
Wow, it's enormous.
How about cream filling?
That too. Put it in your mouth.
Yes.
Whichever side you crave, pick up a Zebra Bar and let the chocolate melt in your mouth.
Zebra bars.
Zebra bar.
Put it in your mouth and suck it. Yeah, we got a Goofy and Smelly Bar. Put it in your mouth and SOS it.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, man. I'm not the white part because I'm not white.
Man, you goddamn it, you close enough? Fuck it. Shit.
How
cream.
The fuck am I close enough?
You cream, motherfucker. Shit.
Shit. I'm cream.
Wow.
Get the hell out of here.
Fuck you want to call yourself? What color is you then? I'm Mexican. That ain't a color.
I got olive colored skin.
You have olive colored skin.
Ask him what color he is. He thought I was Mexican and shit. Damn fucking color.
I don't appreciate you talking to me like this.
You're beautiful.
Hey, I read what you wrote on that motherfucker's page.
Y'all damn right.
That's hella fun.
Man, fuck that nigga, man. Everybody, I welcome y'all to read my comment and wait for him to reply. It goes
beauty?
Down.
What?
Beautiful.
I know.
Handsome, damn it. All this fucking beautiful talk. Do y'all call men beautiful up there?
No. I'm like the only man that's called beautiful. I know it sounds gay, but shit.
You
have to be called beautiful.
You're a lovely man. Lovely. What? What? I'm fucking handsome. I'm a fucking cute guy. I'm a fucking hot body. All the other shit, no. You are beautiful. You are sexy. You are lovely. You are vivacious. You are all them woman terms that we use to describe a woman.
Okay.
There you go. All right. Now we got that down. All right. Next topic. Hey, man, I want to give a shout out to everybody in the chat room. I don't even know everybody in this bitch because I ain't in it.
Well, everybody in the chat room is Easy Rider, Goofy Bone, the lovely Lachelle, and the beautiful Tammy Fortuna. Fuck, she got a badass picture.
Oh, yeah. That picture there is like, God damn. Tammy, I had to leave a comment on your page, girl, just because. Shit.
She's sleeping in the chat.
Yeah, she works and stuff.
She works out. Shit. Wow. And do she work out. Boy.
I put, why you got to be an online warrior talking shit? What's the fucking problem? Just quit your shit.
Yeah, online.
You already summed it all up, Smelly, so I couldn't say no more than that.
Oh, yeah. Bodacious.
I had to throw some jabs in there. You know what I mean?
I don't be worried about no fuck ass.
Look at Nettie. Nettie's friends with Jay Mills.
What?
Yeah, so is Robin Hoodis.
Hell no. And Mo Blue.
Mo Blue?
Oh, hell no. Y'all gonna have to get the fuck off
and
this
dude slave
shit. Y'all gonna have to get off this dude shit. We wanna step down on y'all, ladies. Sorry. We wanna step down on y'all. Y'all gonna get the fuck up out. He gonna be wondering why he losing friends and shit. Like, damn, y'all just got at it. You fucking right. No, they just got taken away from you, bitch. Fuck wrong with you? All right, fuck that nigga, man. Get out this motherfucking chat. Shit, that's what I need to do. All right, man, look, I got to play my theme song because I haven't fucking smoked all fucking day. Sitting here, you know, getting pissed off with these fucking haters. You know what I'm saying? So what I'm finna do is get into the number one song in the nation for smokers. Right here live, and it hails out of San Jose, California, and it features the fucking goofiest of them all, the fucking Goofy Bone. Straight Lokes, bitch!
Yeah! Time.
Man, you can't make no motherfucking high song to a club beat. You just can't do it.
Make sure it's dark purple and a great swisher. It takes
so good, it's my favorite flavor. I'm a modern day hippie, I'm a straight up stoner. Ask about the boy Indy, they tell you I go purple indicus, and I got the truck, fire chronic grace, and white rhino, hot till I die. That's the way it goes, look at the clock, drop a blunt. You know the time, smell it from a mile away. Look at it shine, I gotta get it, gotta have it. I'm on my grind, I made a lot of money, now it's time to get high.
The song over with? God damn. My bad.
What's up, y'all?
I'm upstairs trying to roll a blunt and shit. What the fuck kind of shit is that?
Shouts out to my mom. She came down from where she lives down in like Central California. She came down to make me some Kool-Aid and see how her grandson Boonies is doing. So shouts out to my mom. Making wonderful Kool-Aid.
Aww. Hi, Mommy. I love Mums. Mums are the best.
What, is she there?
Mm-mm. She came by because, my sister is, I guess you say, a Proposition 8er. So, you know.
What the fuck is that?
A Prop 8, you know, somebody, she's a lesbian. And, Her and her significant other got in a fight or whatnot, and my sister don't have the kind of money like I do to just get up and move and, you know, just go somewhere.
See, so, you see what I'm talking about right now? This would have never happened. You know what? What the? That would, that should,
having trouble finding a place to park? Having trouble finding a place to park? Notice the lines are getting longer at the food store? 19 million illegal aliens live in this country. Our organization is banning immigration green cards outright today. Preserve the status quo in our favor. Vote yes on Proposition 832. Illegal aliens do a valuable job packing groceries and caring for your lawn, but they should learn. America is not a land of handouts. While they're illegal, they have no rights, they have no status, they have no expectations. And they're happy to be here. It's a win-win for America. If we give them green cards, soon they'll be just like us. Overweight, unhappy, and too lazy to do menial tasks. Vote yes on Proposition 832.
Freaking Mexicans. Oh, my bad, brother. I forgot you was on the phone.
Man, no, sometimes I forget I'm Mexican. You know. Well, shit happens.
Oh, man. That's crazy, man. That's fucking crazy. Yeah, man. Okay.
Yeah, shout out to my mom.
Yeah. Man, let me see. I got one more I'm finna play, man, because I need to go and fix me a cup of wine. I'm drinking my Manischewitz, blackberry, 11% alcohol. I don't know what the fuck y'all drinking on, but that's what I'm sipping on. And every time I get me a nice cup, this is what I play. Frankie, fucking Lennon. You hear my shit?
No.
Come on. Now I gotta turn it up. Oh, I gotta turn it up. Turn it up for y'all. Go ahead and get y'all party on right here live on the Don't Fuck With the Trilateral Thursday. And that's what it say. Don't fuck with the trilateral. I ain't have to put the T on there because I don't say the T anyway. Don't fuck with the trilateral submission Thursday. Live right here on Wrecking the Game Radio. DJ Smells So Good. My co-host Natasha Triple X. Goofy Boone is on the line all the time. That's how we're doing Rain and Shine. Let's go.
Pocket to spin.
Hold on.
Fuck nigga, I recommend you. So you're old.
stop trying to kid. Get off my dick and try and mind your business. But lean it while you act up. The Jenny got some shit in the trunk to tell you back up. Bitch. But I ain't even called for that. Too bad for you acting. Let a nigga go that ass. Big gang to your Broadway. Call my dad. Fall straight to the back and slam a sack. But wait, we got about a boy. You know, that's how a real nigga got to show out.
For sure.
Ballin' is what I call that. If a nigga think I'm lying, tell him fall back. But check out my wrist hand. 10 gold slugs in my mouth just glistening. 10 bad hoes from the top, I'm ridiculous. Got them all tiptoeing with it, ain't Chrissy Chris. Well, let me keep it flowing, baby. Holler back, your boy got them going, baby. Bricks and stacks, your teeth ungoing, baby. I feel the shack, time trying to fuck me later. I'm ballin'. Nah, nigga got it, I'ma get the bread to me, it ain't shit. Still rapping them niggas off in the pen. For y'all, I'ma drink one. 26 is on the Tahoe. Yukon Denali exposed. Escalated with wood in the dough. Tonight I'm making drink one. Lenny baby sliding in the club. With my dog, we all choked up. We bought the boss up, don't pour the cup. For y'all, I'ma drink one. This all my dogs in the slums. PC the project to the pump. The hood in the shack to get them some. And that'll make you drink one. Franklin is still ballin', dude. Sun and flagging when I'm falling through. Country acting, just cutting the food. Paper stacking, doing what I do. T-tops on the SS thing. Hood school, ghost flames on the candy pine. Franklin and needs some to stang. On the pill and the drink, for line to line. Late night, I peep in the scene. 6x9, sweeping, crystal clean. Little baby only 17. She fucking, so I got to put her on the team. Telling her she better fuck with me. Getting her head decent, selling the dream. Hennessy, we entered the dream. Got a nigga loose, don't remember a thing. Dave County, back to the folks. Little boy got this shit in the choke. New post getting filled with coke.
We cold.
Fall by this nigga, you broke.
Uh-huh.
I got gangsta, acts of rhyme. Keep a stack in my pocket at all times. Keep the flag if you want me, my dog decline. Drank one remix, this is how I go down. I'm ballin'. Nah, nigga got it, I'ma get the bread to me, it ain't shit. Still rapping them niggas off in the pen. For y'all, I'ma drink one. 26 is on the Tahoe. Yukon Denali exposed. Escalated with wood in the dough. Tonight I'm making drink one. Lenny baby sliding in the club. With my dog, we all choked up. We bought the boss, the dog pulls the cup. For y'all, I'ma drink one. This all my dogs in the slums. PC the project to the pump. The hood in the shack to get them some. And that'll make you drink one. Pour a little something, nigga, pour a little something. Pour a little something, nigga, pour a little something. Nigga, drink a little something. Drink a little something. Drink a little something. Nigga, drink a little something. You fuck.
Nigga, back the fuck up. Get your head bust when you act the fuck up. Nigga, I'm drunk. Back to back up. Sit that hypnotic. Nigga, try me, I'ma catch me a body. Back the fuck up. Get your head bust when you act the fuck up. Nigga, I'm drunk. Back to back up. Sit that hypnotic. Nigga, try me, I'ma catch me a body. What up, blood? I'm way in the back with a cup of that yak. I don't dance or lean back. All I do is roll the blood and tote the gat. Blast it quick. If a nigga won't connect, the snow is back. Flip rounds like track. 2 twin 9s that'll blow out your back. So back the fuck up, get your head brushed when you act the fuck up. Where I'm from, niggas won't do nothing to a snitch. Where they going, put his hands on the bitch, and that ain't no rider. Fucked up when them hollow points get inside you. Drop that ass off when no one can find you. Tie nigga up, throw his ass in the trunk. Go and find his own boys, then blast nigga drunk. Back niggas up from Wild West Tampa. Throw your hands up for the new ghetto anthem. Nigga, back the fuck up, get your head brushed when you act the fuck up. Nigga, I'm drunk. Back to back up, sit that hypnotic. Nigga, try me, I'ma catch me a body. Back the fuck up. Get your head bust when you act the fuck up. Nigga, I'm drunk. Back to back up to that hypnotic. Nigga, try me, yeah. I'ma catch me a body.
Hey, back the fuck up and give a nigga space. Before I cut this money count like a pillar, nigga, place. I'm a real OG, nigga, don't back me. I'm a goonie, ain't nothing hold back me. I'm back money. Get it from the muscle on the scrolls. Ask me, I'ma pop up, busting on your scroll, nigga. Yappers on deck, getting crazy. I ain't got a mall, I was born in the 80s. The block is what made me, I can't a nigga play me. Straight thug, nigga, homie, ain't shit crazy. All black nigga with a pocket full of keys. Y'all profit, coming in, I'm booming, I'm a beast, man. Ringing in the streets, got ghetto man. That's straight street money, all on my chain. Hey, so I'ma act the fuck up. You push ass niggas, better back the fuck up.
Nigga, back the fuck up. Get
get your head brushed when you act the fuck up. Nigga, I'm drunk. Back to back up to that hypnotic. Nigga, try me, I'ma catch me a body. Back the fuck up. Get your head brushed when you act the fuck up. Nigga, I'm drunk. Back to back up to that hypnotic. Nigga, try me, I'ma catch me a body.
And you know I'm juiced, let the boy get loose. Walk bust a nigga head like Duck Duck Goose. Let me give a strap in. You know I'm trapping. They won't bust shit, they just heavy capping. You me, I'm that deal. I'm on heavy pills. Leave a nigga with more Miss Games than Grant Hill. Chopping on Palm Deuce hoes, they hot wheels. Look, because she eat mean dick, she for real. Yeah, we love them guys, fuck us all, don't mind. I told y'all before, I got Fetty on my mind. Team right, that nigga G-type, we locked in. Get money, OEB status, we poppin', let's get red, nigga. I got me a shoddy, a nigga try me, I'ma catch me a body. I mean that there, put the good in the air, cause we can do this, we foolish, we there.
Nigga, back the fuck up, get your head bust when you act the fuck up. Nigga, I'm drunk,
yeah.
Back to back up, to that hypnotic.
Yeah.
Nigga, try me, I'ma catch me a body.
Yeah.
Back the fuck up, get your head bust,
yeah.
When you act the fuck up. Nigga, I'm drunk.
Yeah.
Back to back up to that hypnotic.
Yeah.
Nigga, try me, I'ma catch me a body.
Girl, you better back up, I'll beat you bloody. And I got my drag boys for your buddies. Got a unit on your face like you wanna fight me. Oh, what you wanna do? Don't make me climb up my shoes. Nah, I ain't too cute, see, I'm right out wallet. You better shut up, catch your ass with a bottle. Got a battery charge, I'm finna catch another. Make your ass wanna get your soothing brother. That's all I'm about to say, nah, I ain't never scared. Messing on the giant, fine ass dick. I'm up in the club trying to have a good time. Then I had to fuck to beat the silly whole game. I feel like a trap, and I'm bothering nobody. Now look, they got a fairy in your body. Your mama at the funeral, crying what you do to her. Dressing all black, and I tell you I'm dry.
Fuck up, get your head brushed when you act the fuck up. Nigga, I'm drunk. Back to back up to that hypnotic. Nigga, try me, I'ma catch me a body. Back the fuck up, get your head brushed when you act the fuck up. Nigga, I'm drunk. Back to back up to that hypnotic. Nigga, try me, I'ma catch me a body.
Bitch hating on me. Why you hating on me? I ain't doing nothing. I ain't doing. I'm just doing it better than you. Thicker than you. Better than this. How good shit pros do. Don't hate on us.
Stop hating. You hear the fucking end of that line? Stop hating. Fuck motherfuckers out there, man. If you a fucking hater, you know what I'm saying? And that song's for you. You fucking haters out there, man. I guess that makes me a hater because I hate haters. Shit.
Yeah, but no. But you're not as bad as them, though. They're just plain fucking haters.
I'm a retaliator.
Yeah.
I'm a retaliator. He's a writer, you hear me, man. I'm a retaliator. I'm not a retaliator. I'm a retaliator. I only retaliate on hate. You know what I'm saying? I only hate when the motherfuckers fuck with my peoples, man. And Miss Tosh is my motherfucking peoples. So you fucking with her, you fucking with me. You fucking with Sadie J, you fucking with me. You fucking with Goofy Bone, you fucking with me. Fucking with Easy Rider, you fucking with me. Part of the fam. You fuck with the fam, you get your ass blam. And I mean bam, bam, bam. That's how we do it, man. We don't fucking play no game. What the hell these motherfuckers be thinking, man? But that's the problem with the internet, too. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers always get on this shit and up until this blog talk shit where you had to put a real picture up, you know what I'm saying? Well, you ain't even really got to do that, but, you know, most people go ahead and put a real picture up and shit, trying to be all smooth and suave and shit, not knowing they're showing their soft-ass side. You soft-fuck-ass nigga. Check my picture out. That's what I'm about. Gin and juice, ready to fucking get crunk and get loose, tear off in the motherfucker's ass. So.
What's BN?
What I want you to do to me.
What? Okay. What? I couldn't even imagine. Oh, my God. What does it mean?
Let's see, we got a call that tells what it means. 412, what's happening? Welcome to No Hater Radio.
BM means...
fucking what?
Below me.
Oh. Oh.
Hey,
ask
Smelly that other question that I wanted you to ask him.
Oh, Rosie Palm.
She wants to know who Rosie Palm is.
Rosie Palm. Rosie Palm.
You don't know what Rosie Palm is either?
Hell no, man.
It's your fucking hand. Rosie Palm. Your palm is rosy. You're jacking off. That's what people say when they're jacking
red.
Off.
I mean, you must be like manhandling your shit or something for it to turn
fuck,
red.
Fuck you, but it takes a man to handle my shit.
Oh,
fucking right. I got a size
14 right.
shoe. Hey, size 14 shoe. You know what they say about people who got big feet, don't you?
They got little
yeah,
pockets.
Big shoes.
Shit. Motherfucker, I can fucking suck my own dick.
They got little pockets.
I can suck my own dick.
If I could eat my own pussy, I wouldn't leave the house.
Fuck, I can blow myself.
Oh my God, you've tried?
I did it.
Yeah,
I succeeded.
No.
I can
you
do it.
You suck your own dick?
Here, listen. I'm going to do it for you. Listen.
No.
Yeah, oh. No. That's like eating pussy there, buddy. That sounds like the pussy.
Yeah. That's what it was. That was a pussy. Yeah. Hey, I wanted to tell you something happened today. This is an interesting story. Listen to this. I'm on listening to my set or my morning show. I don't know if you're listening to that woman named Sunny that has that show on. Nice older woman, you know. They have a nice show on, all the older people on it.
Sunny
know?
Days. The
yeah,
Sunny Days.
Nice,
yeah,
nice woman, yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm on her. They get a phone call that came in, and the guy said, I am talking through one of those deaf machines. Like I am a translator talking for a deaf person. So, I mean, she's trying to accommodate him. Here this guy's, like, taking all the time on the show, like, okay. You know, asking her. He goes, this is the first time I was on the show. I guess he didn't know there was people in the chat room waiting and all that, you know. And he was delaying her, but she didn't want to be ignorant, you know what I mean? So she was, like, accommodating. She said something wrong, like something really stupid. All of a sudden, his motherfucker started going, you no good fat fucking whore. Started calling him all these fucking names. Oh, my God. I mean, it was the dude's translator that was saying it. You know, she said something wrong, and he flipped out and just started saying all these older people on there while he was doing that this morning. Like he said, these people are going fucking crazy this summer. I never heard that in the wintertime. I never heard that in wintertime. You?
I'm telling you, brother. When summertime gets out, the ignorance comes out of people. You need to stay out of the streets. You know what I'm saying?
I never heard this stuff in the wintertime. Never.
Intelligent people need to stay off the streets because it's dumb fucks that run the streets during
You're
summertime.
Right. You're right.
It's
man.
A
you
bunch
get
of dumb
by
fucks.
A fucking car,
crime rate goes
hit.
Up.
Everything.
I'm telling you, crime rate goes up. More people get in accidents. You're going to have 100% more DU fucking eyes from young dumbass people.
You know
what I'm saying? Including some older people, but you're going to get these young dumb fucks that think they can drink and handle their alcohol and get their little stupid ass behind the wheel with their little fuck ass friends. There's a woo woo woo, go Johnny, go Betty, fucking drive.
Race them. Hey, race them.
You know what I'm saying?
Them.
And then, bam, now you're going to have some fucking dead teens. I'm telling
you. They're
going to
pull a fucking Hulk Hogan kid.
Oh, man.
Like his kid, you know? His kid would not fucking cripple that dude all up, that motherfucker. You know what? He got what he deserved in jail. You know, he cried like a little bitch to get out of jail. You know that, don't you? Please, Daddy, get me out of jail. Please, I can't take it no more. Oh, he pled like a bitch. Yeah, man. Daddy, please get me out of here.
You're a whore. You belong in jail.
Yeah, he raced that fucking car, fucking crippled that dude up, man, you know?
If you can't motherfucking do the crime... No, I mean, you can't do the crime. That's a crime. You knew fucking speeding at excessive speeds is a fucking crime.
Okay,
now,
well,
if
I
you're there
do it
by
true.
Yourself, then that's cool. But if you got somebody else in there, you got to take
that's
responsibility
right.
for
you
everybody.
Know, I ain't no motherfucking angel. And I'm going to tell you, you know, I have driven drunk. But guess what? I don't do it no more. I did it when I was young and stupid. And I do not do it no more. I tell you what, I would never drive fucking drunk again. Never. Never. I'm so afraid of hurting somebody. I'm not worried about hurting me. Because if I only had to worry about hurting me, I'd be all right with that, you know? But you got to worry about hurting some poor innocent family. That's what you got to worry about. You got motherfuckers out there that just run right over them. They don't think twice about it, you know. There's motherfuckers out there. I know a dude who got 11 fucking DUIs.
Man, that ain't even crazy. That's a failure on the system, though.
I was in a fucking joint with some dude. He got caught 5 times. Okay, they locked him up in federal prison. They put him away.
Right.
They put him away for fucking like 5 years.
Yeah, they don't play downhill. If you get habitualized and you get caught after they habitualize you for 5 years, they send your ass to prison. You go to prison after that.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
They give you 3 chances now. Down here, you get 3 chances. That third strike, and they habitualize. As a matter of fact, no. Within 5 years, you get 3 driver license suspensions. They habitualize you, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and
they classify you as a habitual criminal.
Yeah,
offender.
As a habitual criminal.
Right.
And after that, you know what I'm saying, after them, now you all jacked up with your high-ass SR-22 insurance and all this old fuck shit.
Oh, yeah.
Then you violate again. Yeah, then your ass going to prison.
You're
in prison.
You ever see them fucking punks that do that? You know, they're really a bunch of punks. I mean, the ones that lose their license 5 and 6 times, they're a bunch of punk-ass motherfuckers. You know what I mean?
Man, that makes no sense, you know? But then I can't, I mean, because then you got to turn around and look at people that dudes that don't pay child support. You know what I'm saying?
Don't even get me started on that one.
It's more motherfuckers in prison for not paying child support.
You're right.
And half of the motherfuckers just don't want to pay it.
You're right. That's ridiculous,
man.
Fuck that.
I ain't my kid. Bitch, you know that's your fucking kid. You know you was fucking without a rubber.
What the hell wrong with
you stupid motherfuckers, man?
I'm telling you. Hey, like we talked about the other day, China, they got the right idea. One kid.
Man,
one kid, one family.
Off.
One family, one kid.
And cut your balls off. Your balls get
fucking
cut
right.
off after that.
They'll fix you right after that. Fucking right they will.
Yeah. Either the woman getting fixed or the man getting fixed. Your ass is, that's it. One kid, goddammit. And you better love that motherfucker to the goddamn.
We need to do that here. We need to do that here in the United States for a while, you know? We need to do that for a generation. You know what I mean? One generation. Fucking, you know, one kid, that's it.
Yeah, and that balances shit out. At the same time, okay, when they talk about world overpopulation, there ain't no fucking such thing as no world population. Unless you're going to be living on top of the water, you're going to live in the motherfucking South Pole, you know, and the North Pole, goddammit. If you're going to live in the pole, you know what I'm saying, then then there's places in Texas that ain't never seen, you know what I'm saying, a footstep. There's places in Arizona ain't never seen a footstep. There's places in every fucking state, not even saying countries, but there's places in states that it ain't never. You go over to Germany, dog, they build up.
You must have been over there. You must have been in the Army over there. Were you in the Army over there?
I was in the Navy. Yeah, I did a year over there.
I knew you did.
And,
I knew you keep talking about Germany. I said, motherfuckers in the Army up there.
Yeah, I got to see it. Hey,
I like Germany,
man. My plan is to go back over there.
You ever been in Dusseldorf or Heidelberg?
Come on, man. I was in Kauterbach, Ansbach Kauterbach.
Oh, yeah.
In between Nuremberg and Würzburg.
Yep.
And
Nuremberg.
I used to drive. When I first got there, my girl at the time, she was in Heidelberg.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So
I used to catch the train.
Yeah,
I used to catch
the train down there, 3 hours on the train, you know what I'm saying, to go and see her. And then I got my car. I used to drive down there. It took me 1.5 hours exactly every fucking time.
You ever been to Amsterdam?
And that's how I didn't get to go.
Oh,
I didn't get
man.
To fucking go. What I went down to the Frankfurt. I went through the red light district. All that good shit. Went to Italy, Munich.
I'll tell you what. They had to drag me out of fucking. They had to fucking kick me out of Amsterdam.
Damn.
Actually, fucking. My fucking partners had to come get me and drag me out of there. I did not want to leave. I refused to leave the country. They were going to arrest me and put me in prison over there. Cause I wouldn't leave. I was all strung out. They wouldn't fucking.
I'm telling you,
I wouldn't let nobody get near me or nothing.
Man, that good shit they got. Yeah,
I got. I boarded myself in a motherfucking room, a hotel room, with a fucking gun, and told them nobody's taking me out of here.
You
had a big fucking sack on me. I said, ain't nobody getting me out of here.
Hell, fucking nah.
They got me.
Damn.
Fucking
nah. Yeah,
Army
they
MPs
got.
Men got me. They got me. MPs got me, man.
Hey, easy, man. Why don't you just take it easy and smoke some of that good shit that you got? Okay.
Yeah.
Knowing goddamn well as soon as you hit that shit, it's going to knock you the fuck out.
No, I was smoking some of that real good shit, if you know what I'm saying.
Knock you the fuck out, what?
That real good shit, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, that Pineapple Express?
Huh. Because
see, over there in Amsterdam, you say real good shit. I can't really understand what you're saying.
Here,
everything.
I'll PM you.
Yeah, everything over there is supposed to be
shit. Oh, it's fucking
shit.
All good. It is these shit. Good hash.
I hit hash before, but that hash, boy, that's some headache shit down here. I hit hash and that shit. I mean, I was in Germany. We had it, it took a little piece of it, put it in the tip of the cigarette, you know what I'm saying, and then lit it and smoked it that way, like straight. Man, that shit there, I was high than E motherfucker. Oh, okay. I got you.
I'm sure you want more. You'll know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Well, we call it girl, but yeah.
Don't say that word.
Oh.
I'll be saying that now.
Yeah. I experienced that too. That's some good shit, boy. That's me.
That was me over there.
Wow, yeah. I told you,
they had to fucking drag me out. I had a fucking gun on him. I was going to kill some motherfucker trying to take me away.
I would have been there. I would have had a pound of that good shit in that. I wouldn't even have a pound. I would have had like 30 different fucking herbs in that bitch. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know what? Goofy, them guys got it made down in California because they got that prescription weed down there, man.
Oh, man.
They're allowed to have 8 ounces of that weed. You know that?
What?
They're allowed to possess 8 ounces of that weed. Yes. Yes.
A quarter, over 2 quarter pounds?
You're allowed to possess 8 ounces of that weed medicinal. Yes, sir.
That is 2 quarter pounds of...
Yes.
God damn.
And that stuff is like hybrid motherfucking generation planted motherfucking... the best. You know what I mean? That motherfucking shit they got there.
That's
that
what I'm going to Cali,
though. Medical grade.
You, man, by next month, hopefully by the end of next month, I'm going to be down in Cali or heading my way.
Anybody can get a script down there. All you got to do is tell them your fucking toe got a fucking, you got a hang toenail, and they'll give you a prescription.
Hell no.
Fuck, man. That's where it goes.
I will. If I do go, I will be coming back to Florida with my motherfucking prescription card.
Oh, yeah.
And y'all will see me with one.
I'm telling you, man. That's the shit.
Do you
ever go on a website and look at some of the stores that sell it?
No, I just go
on one of the websites one time and look at some of the stores that sell the marijuana. The regular, they're run by the state. The state gets tax money and everything.
Yeah, the state. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Well, go look at some of
Put your thumbprint down. They got you on file. They got you on camera. But I don't give a fuck, bitch. You know I'm a pothead. Give me my shit.
Go look at some of that herb they got on her. Oh, my fucking God. Purple-haired motherfucking skunky skunk fucking kind bud fucking Kona fucking... Name it, you know? I'm telling you, man. Heirloom motherfuckers. Heirloom. You know what heirloom is? Some heirloom motherfucking generation. They got stuff they've been planting for fucking 10, 20, 30 years. The generation seed planting. I never seen herb that good. I've been all over the world. I still haven't seen herb as good. Well, Nam had some good motherfucking herb when I was over in Nam. They had some
Vietnam?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I served.
Damn,
I'm giving away my age now. Don't be nobody telling nobody my age now, man. There's nobody on the chat line. That's why I told you.
Who busted you out the other day? I already know your damn age, but it's all good. If you're young at heart, who the fuck knows your age? You feel me?
Yeah.
I don't believe in no age.
I keep that a little quiet for these young honeys.
Yeah, you know that. You know that. But he got that old stroke for you, huh? Bang, bang.
You know what, though? I get people guess me, no bullshit, I'll tell you the truth. They guess me 20 years younger than I am. Always. There ain't no motherfucker that ever came near my age. Nobody.
Yeah. I mean, but if you take care of yourself, I'm 31 years old, and I still look like I'm 18.
I hear you. Yeah, you look young in that picture.
You know what I'm saying?
Picture.
So, and that's
whose picture is that? Hey, whose picture do you use?
Me.
Shit, that's
with
probably,
the gin and juice. With the gin and juice,
probably 400. Hey, right. You're probably 400 motherfucking pound with fucking warts all over your head. I'm just kidding.
No, man, you check my MySpace. I got like 5 MySpaces.
I want to put some of my shit on that shit, but I don't know how to do it. So I told Goofy over the weekend I want him to help me put a picture of me on my motherfucking space. So everybody can see me.
Yeah, we can do that. Or if you send me the picture, hell, I can do it.
Yeah, exactly
up.
Right.
I'll hook your MySpace up.
Exactly. I want to get my picture out there so all my friends, I like to let them see what I look like. It's cool. You know, but everybody got their privacy, though. You know what I mean? Yeah. I mean, if you want to show your picture, that's fine. If you don't want to show it, if you don't want to show it, that's okay, too. You know what I mean?
When you signed up to the internet, and you got your first account, you gave up all your rights of privacy.
Mm-hmm.
You gave up all your fucking rights of privacy. You gave the right for anybody to type your motherfucking information in and find any fucking thing they want about you. Ain't nobody can't hide on this motherfucker now. You can use 10,000 goddamn code names. If I want to know who the fuck you is, I can find out who the fuck you is.
Oh, yeah.
Believe that. That's why I mean, I don't say my government name outright. But you can type in and go through about 3 or 4 of my web pages, and you will see my name scattered everywhere. I'm a businessman. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I handle business. That's what the fucking internet is for.
What part of Florida are you in again? You told me. I forget.
In Tampa. Hillsborough County.
Okay. Yeah.
Down here in the middle of the red zone. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I used to have a company down in Little Havana, down in Miami.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
I used to have I was in the machine business. I'm in the machine
business.
Never been there. You hear me?
Yeah.
I'm in the vending machines, like jukeboxes, pool tables, video games. That's what
I do. You still in it?
I'm retired. I retired.
Oh.
A little bit. I'm in it a little bit. I got people running everything for me. I'm retired now.
Damn. How can I get some shit like that started here?
Well, I started with one machine, dude. One machine.
You what? Bought a used machine?
Yep. It was a used machine. It was a used poker machine. And I put
that's
one
the best
machine
one,
on.
That poker, boy. I got damn poker because these gambling some of bitches down here, boy.
I had a route down there. I had a company down there all through Florida. I was down there for 20 years. I had a company.
Hey.
I was located out of Homestead, Florida. You know where Homestead is?
Oh, no.
It's like
out of
Miami.
I heard of it.
It's south of
Miami.
South of Miami.
Oh, okay.
About 20 miles south of Miami. That's where the Hurricane Andrew came through.
Yeah,
that
bitch came through everywhere and tore some shit up.
Yeah, that's where it hit. It landed in motherfucking Homestead first.
Yeah. Oh, that's where it touched down there.
Yeah, that's where it wiped everything.
But that's Miami crazy ass. They always, y'all motherfuckers right by the water. Cuba.
Yeah.
I wonder why y'all always getting towed up.
I've lost it all a couple times down there, man. No bullshit.
What?
Lost it all. Twice.
Dang. But insurance replaced it and shit?
Yeah, you know, not really because, you know, insurance company, you know, I didn't have no insurance. They don't have no insurance on that shit.
Oh, because they know, you bitch. If you open up a business here, motherfucker, well, you already know this shit's going to flood out. Fuck, we finna give you some insurance for hell no. Hell on. And if you do, this shit going to be jacked up like a motherfucker.
It'll be expensive as fuck, man. See, I like to help some guys out by putting their music on my jukeboxes. You know what I mean? I got these, I got some CD jukeboxes, and then I got some ones that you program. Download shit off the internet onto the jukebox.
You just gave me a fucking good idea, boy.
So I'm going to work stuff out with somebody.
Way to promote. That's
I
a
wanna
good
work,
way to
right.
fucking promote.
Oh, yeah, man. I could get, with all my people I know in the business, I know, every bar, like say where I'm here in Pittsburgh, every bar around here, I know the owner, okay? So I might not have the machines in there, but I know other people that do because I know everybody that's in the business. So if I said, hey, put Smelly's new album or new CD, I want you to download it on all your boxes, bam, they'll do it for me. You know what I mean? Bam, they could have fucking 5,000 bars with their music in it in one night.
Damn, that's fucking that's some revolutionary shit. Me and my cousins came up with, and we got the blueprints and everything for this shit 3 years ago, 3, 4, 5 years ago. We came up with the If you go in front of like Walmart and Walgreens,
yeah.
You see the little fucking Netflix boxes?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
With the dollar DVDs in it?
Yep, yep.
Man, we came up with that shit 5 fucking years ago, dog.
It's called the Red Box.
But we came up with a CD box like
yeah.
that. So you can come and just buy mixtape straight out that bitch, you know what I'm saying, put your $5 in, bam, any mixtape you want, you know what I'm saying, boom, it drops down, your favorite shit, go on home with it.
Hey,
and
I
Netflix
wanted to
come out with the bitch. I said, God damn, but they doing the DVDs, though. So, see, they still ain't stepping on my toes.
My cousin down in Kansas City, he's a recording artist. And the name of his group, his band, well, it's him and a couple other guys. It's called West Side Underground. You ever hear of them?
West Side Underground.
Yeah, I'll give you it. Look up their on the internet. Look, I want to know if you could get a song off it and play it once in a while. Can you do that? Because you can download some.
Man,
stuff
I'll play that bitch right now. Send me the link.
Okay. The name of the link is here. I'll give it to you. I'll type it in just so I'll
yeah,
put it in the chat room.
Send
anyway.
It to me. And yeah.
Oh, I'd like to hear this song. Right. Really good song here. West S Y.
Play this shit right the fuck now. That's how I do it. Ask Uncle Elf. Ask Vice Grip. When they met me, all you got to do is give me the place where I can hear the shit.
Yeah, I'm going
to
give it to you right now.
Y'all can hear the shit.
Then I'm going to explain something to you now. Okay, that's the name of the website he's at. Now, he's got 4 CDs in that website, okay? The one is the newest one. You'll see it 2009, okay? It'll be the website for 2009. The CD... He has one from 2006, 2007, 2008, the newest one. I think it's 2009, okay? Well, he got a song here called I Smoke Alone. I Smoke Alone. I-S-M-O-K-E. I'll write it in the chat room. I-S-M-O-K-E Alone. A-L-O-N-E. Okay, I'm going to send that to you. Okay. So the name of his website is West Side Underground. That's his group, you know what I mean? And the one song on one of the CDs is called I Smoke Alone. It's a good fucking jam, man. I really like that jam. I'd love to hear that once in a while.
Damn. He's a Azariah, independent industrial at his fine.
Yeah, he does. He makes his living like that. He does. He has a nice setup going. I mean, he makes a living. He got a nice studio in his house. I mean, he got his shit together. He's played with all big bands and shit, you know, in his lifetime. He's just doing it himself now. But he got a good sound, man. He got a good sound, good
Damn.
Beat.
Good oh, he voice. Lets you download shit.
Yeah, he lets you download 4 songs off of each CD for free.
No, he got a bunch of shit on here. He got...
Yeah.
Okay. Off of yeah. Okay, so you say I Smoke Alone?
Yeah. That's a good fucking jam, man.
Right.
You'll like that motherfucker.
You said right click it and save it as. Alright, hold on. Let's see. Okay, here we go. Fuck it. This is going to take us to QuickTime. Alright, here we go. Featuring I Smoke Alone.
Yeah, that's a good fucking jam, man.
Oh, well, besides you.
You'll like that motherfucker. Yeah. Is it on the air? Let me hear it.
Yeah. Hold on. I got you. I got to stop my show before I can play it.
Okay.
There we go. I'm putting the phone down so you can hear.
Go ahead.
All right.
Hey, Easy.
Yes.
Hi.
Hey, darling. How are you?
I'm good. I'm just listening to y'all talk.
That's my cousin.
Who's your cousin?
On the West Side Underground.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
You know that song that's on right now? That is
yeah.
a really,
yep.
really, really popular song out here. Wow, that's a really, really popular song out here, hey. When you go to a bar or something and there's a band playing or whatever, that song's always playing.
He wrote this song.
Wow.
That's him singing it.
Wow.
He got a good video that goes along with all this stuff, man. He got some good video, like, you know, videos and shit.
I know this song, man. Oh, my God. Wow. See? Amazing. Amazing how you meet people. It's crazy.
Yeah, he's been playing music since he was fucking 2 years old, man. He makes his living. That's how he makes his living, off the radio, off the music.
I heard you mention yesterday Hell's Angels.
I must have been high. What about him?
No, because I thought you put, I don't know, something, a description about you when you were like Hell's Angels. Were you in the Hell's Angels?
Well, if I was, I wouldn't admit to it.
Okay.
But I know a few of them.
That's cool.
You know, I ride bikes.
I know a lot. I know a lot of people out here as well.
Yeah, I can still ride. I can still ride a bike. I ride a bike pretty good.
Cool. I love it.
Good song, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got other music too. Like, he mixes it up. Like, he's got like a rapping type beat too, you know? He don't just have music like this. He does different stuff. You know, he can do stuff like all the modern hip hop stuff, you know what I mean?
Mhm.
Yeah, he does the old hip hop. He's got a good voice, huh?
Yeah, he does.
Did you go onto the website, Tasha?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Are you on the website?
Yep.
On his website?
Yeah.
Take a look at his video when you get time sometime. He got a crazy video, man.
Okay, I'll definitely have a look.
Woo!
Yeah, that's a fucking good ass song, right?
That's
there.
A good song. Now he does a lot of hip hop in there too. That's just a different. That's a different type song. There,
I like,
you know what
that.
I mean?
I like rock and roll too. So, you know, I'm
well, that's
I'm
a good one there. That's
every genre, man. Ain't one genre I don't listen to. So
yeah, he wrote that song. That was his song. He sings it. He's the singer. He's the vocal. He writes it. He does it all. He got a sax player. He plays drums and sings, and guitar.
Yeah, man, that's hot. Natasha, you liking that, baby?
Yeah, I did. I was just telling Easy, out here, you go to a bar or something.
They'll eat that shit up. They'll eat that shit up.
Yeah, man.
That there is a true one of them fucking, when you just walk into like the little hole in the wall.
Yeah.
Or like a saloon and shit.
Yeah, you're right.
That'd be
the first fucking song I come in just to make my statement. I'd
you're
go
right
there. A bitch never
I
played
smoke alone
let you
with nobody else.
Let you bitches know.
I smoke alone. Yeah, I like that song. That's a good jam. Smell, if you want to, play another track off that new CD. You'll see the difference in his music. He plays like hip hop, like the hip hop artist. You know what I mean? You think that he was a hip hop artist?
Hmm.
Pick another song out on there.
All right. Well,
like on the newest CD, the one that you got the Smoke Alone on one off of. Pick a song off there.
Well, he only got two songs off of that one. That's Welcome to My Past CD. The other song is called Untrue.
Play any of them, whatever, which one you can play. You'll see the different style he got. He can change it up so fucking quick. I can't believe I changed it up.
Untrue. There we go.
He can rap.
I'm gonna make you rich, but it's the blood and the tears, the covering of fears, the ringing in my ears, I'll never disappear.
can rap.
He hot. Hey, so you can set up an interview?
Oh yeah, he'll do an interview with you. Sure. Fuck yeah. You ever hear of Esham?
Esham?
Yeah. Esham.
Esham.
Yeah, he's one of them hip hoppers, you know, like Eminem. He punked on Eminem.
What?
Yeah, he punked him down, man. Eminem had to leave the fucking stage and everything. He punked him right the fuck down. Oh, yeah.
What?
That was big news up in Chicago.
Damn, Goofy, you heard that one? Damn, I have to run a song back for Goofy and shit to let him hear that one. Y'all got to... Did he hear that one? Goofy, did you hear that last song we just played? Was he on the fucking line? Oh, he might be on the fucking line. Okay, no, he ain't on the line.
No. All right.
Well,
he's washing his ears.
Oh, well, check that out when you get a chance, man. Click on that website. Put it up there a couple of times. Yeah, shouts out that WESYDE Underground. That is WestsideUnderground.com. You know what I'm saying? Going down real big. Yeah, shouts out to the homie, y'all. Yeah, that shit, they're hot than a bitch, though.
Oh, he's hot, man. I'm telling you, he's hot. You know, I used to always think he was just playing with himself. You know what I mean?
Oh, not really into
and,
it.
And he'd always send me tapes of that. I'd never listen to him. You know what I mean? And all of a sudden one day I found him. I started playing. I said, Jesus, God, this guy's. I said, he's good. I started telling my sister that's, you know, it's our cousin. You know, I said, listen to him, man. She goes, oh, I've heard some of his music before. You know, I didn't even know he was doing this kind of stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm gonna play this dude. His name is Mr. Grim to the Reaper. He a Florida artist down here, but they sound similar. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah?
The only thing about come on, responsive. The only thing about you know what I'm saying? Yeah, your boy style, he just sounds more harder with it. You know what I'm saying? Like more. You got, you
well,
know,
one thing, you can understand his music real good. You
yeah.
know what I mean?
Yeah.
I like to hear the fucking words, don't you?
Yeah, that's real.
I mean, you get some of these rappers, you can't understand what the fuck they're saying.
Oh, this Google Chrome gay shit. Look at this fuck shit. Oh, you fucking whore. Bro, my bad. Goddamn bullshit, man. This fucking shit's fucking up. Y'all, everybody told me, yeah, get Google Chrome. Chrome needs Google.
You don't like Chrome?
Hell no, nah, man. This shit, it gives me, every time I'm in it for a little minute, it'll, the following pages have become unresponsive. You can wait for them to become responsive or kill them. My switchboard in the goddamn chat room.
Oh, you know what they say to use, don't you? They say to use Mozilla Foxfire. That's what they say, from what I hear from a lot of people, to use Mozilla Foxfire. I don't know how true that is.
That is what?
That Mozilla Foxfire?
Yeah, what about it?
They said that's what you should use for Blog Talk.
Well, I mean, I do. But even that shit, you can't open up a bunch of browsers. You can't open up a bunch of tabs. And like, if I open up IC Color MySpace, that shit will shut the fuck down.
Huh.
Yeah. It'll,
I think they all do, don't they?
If, what the hell's going on? All right, fuck. This shit about to piss me off.
Well, I'd rather be pissed off than pissed on.
Oh, pissed out.
Pissed
something
out.
Like that. Yeah, whatever the hell she'd be saying. Pissed off, pissed on, pissed out. Don't piss on me or something like that.
You ever piss on anybody?
Who, me?
You got a guilty conscience. I didn't hear nobody else answer that question.
Oh, no, man.
You see, I stay real quiet. I'm like, I know he's talking. R. Kelly is not on the phone.
Tell us about it.
That's gross. I've been asked to do it. I just looked at him and pissed myself laughing. I was like, I don't fucking think that.
No. A motherfucker really wanted you to piss on him.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
I was over this bitch's house one time, and she kept giving me fucking water to drink. A lot of water. I'm like, man, I can't drink no more of this water. She got in the bathtub and told me, Commander, she wanted me to piss on her. I said, man, get the fuck out of here. I piss on you. Okay, I did piss on her. What can I say? I did it.
I only did it once.
I
wanted it. See, that's like those Biggie Small songs where you talking about, yeah, you know, I went to the bitch house and she talking, she wants me to shit on her.
Oh, God.
All right. He was like, you know, after I shits on the bitch, I said,
Oh, God.
That was funny.
I'd have to leave after that.
Man, that shit, that was too funny. I said, hell no.
Shit on me, baby.
Huh?
I'm asking Goofy.
Oh. Is he still on?
Oh, he's not on the phone, huh?
No. So okay, there we go. I'm back. All right, damn. What the hell happened? What the hell? But yeah, let me play this real quick and let y'all hear.
What's her name?
This is Mr. Grim to the Reaper.
Grim to the fucking Reaper.
Mr. Grim to the Reaper. It's called, he got a different style. He got a real, he just, you don't worry about it.
Let me hear it. I'll be the judge.
Yeah, this is
the
called,
the jury, and the fucking executioner.
Rock this shit. If I can get the goddamn, okay. Shit. Let's go.
This is a Sleazy Al production, Mr. Grim Reaper. We rock this shit.
Wow, it is close. Yeah. I'm gonna put you on mute. All right, here we go. Everybody's on mute. Check it out. Mr. Grim to the Reaper. Representing of L.A., baby.
I'm so high that I'm Satan. Rocket like a mountain or a canyon. Rocket like an alien. X-Files flag when I step up in the sea. Smelling like Eden. Saying so weedy. Mr. Grim to the Reaper. Out of this world, tight girls on my penis. But I'm sticking to the prize. Cause a bitch can't handle what I'm thinking in my mind. Where my queen's at? Don't see many. Looking for the kings, but there don't be any. So I hover through space. All you fake motherfuckers better cover your face. You can summon my grace through the way that you move, not the money you made. That's real tight spit. I ain't never met a single human real like this. Go with the flow, one with the all. God on my side as I run through them all. Fuck with your dog and I got this shit. Mr. Grim to the Reaper, rock this shit.
I'm running low right now. You left that shit.
When I rock this shit, when I crash landed.
galactic. Thought tie, bringing the magic. Alakazam, abracadabra. The lights go out, hear the animal laughter. Hyenas on the savannah, ready to scrap a line for what he didn't capture. But I'm a master, profit and sacker. With a whole military if I call for backup. Hey, cause I ain't ripping the track up. Hey, I'm not a regular rapper. Before I go to travel about this shit, Mr. Grimm to the Reaper, drop this shit. Go by me, at the end of the rainbow, find me, looking past all the lames and goof guys, one false move and I'm bringing the truth side, better just cool out, before I go to snapping and releasing the booyah, pull the title Hakuna, it means no worries as I ride in the Zuma, sippity doodah, sippity yay, getting my moolah every way, how can it be that I'm not the shit, with Mr. Grimm to the Reaper, rock shit.
Someone's breaking into your home. What do you do? Call 911? It takes the police an average of 35 minutes to respond to a 911 call. In that time, a burglar could have his way with your wife, smoke a cigarette, flip her over, and go in for seconds. Don't let the worst happen to you. It is vital that you protect yourself. Do it the patriotic way.
That's right. Ammunition has all the equipment you need to protect your family from the evils of a liberal society. Fixed, mounted, and shoulder-held submachine guns, mortars, surface-to-air and all manner of heat-seeking missiles. And just in to celebrate the Gulf War, pink and blue tracer bullets so you can protect your family in the dark. Start the week off right on Make My Day Mondays with 2-for-1 on Maine Strafe and Kill Landmines. Got Gulf War syndrome? Get $10 off all machine gun rentals. Hey, if you love your family, prove it with a gun. Ammunition, protecting your rights.
Ammunition with 3 worldwide stores at 1541 10th Street, Atlanta, Georgia, 30309, and at 1825 8th Avenue, New York, New York, 10019, and at 1416 North La Brera Avenue at Hollywood, California, 90028.
90028. Oh, them zip codes. I'm going to call their ass up.
You don't call the zip code. You call the motherfucking phone number.
God damn it, that's why I thought it was. You know what the hell I meant?
That was a fucking phone. You're drinking that man a Chevitz. You all fucked up on that shit, ain't you?
There's a zip code. Why, what's up? You want the number? I'll get you the number.
Yeah, you got a couple of numbers on a couple of them. Crazy cock. We're going to be calling the crazy cock.
No, there's no numbers on the crazy cock.
Which one? It's a couple of numbers. I know you left. Bill's Big Hurls, Big Hell's
Oh,
Cars.
Oh, no, yeah. Big Bill's Hell's Cars.
Yeah,
there's
he got
on
one.
There.
Yeah, he got one. We're going to call and see what the motherfucking specials is for the day.
In shocking news, Miss California lost her beauty crown.
I seen that. Donald Trump took it right off of her, baby.
Lost her what?
Her beauty crown. She not Miss California no more.
He dethroned her.
Why? What happened?
She wouldn't go on any of the appearances. That was on TV today. I seen her on a show. She, Miss California refused to go to any of those, like, they have appearances where they got to go to. And, what's her name? Ellen DeGeneres goes, well, how many times did she miss? He goes, more than I got fingers and toes.
Damn, bitch, you don't want to be successful? What the fuck kind of shit is that? I mean, what the fuck? Were they porn parties or something?
No, they were legitimate engagements, and she wouldn't go to none of them. So Donald Trump said, you're fired! You're fired, bitch! Get the fuck out of here!
Get
the fuck
out! Take you and your ice and get the fuck up out of here, bitch. Chew on that. Yeah, that's fucking crazy. Well, shouts out to Miss California for losing your shit. Your hard earned, slimming your fucking body down, learning all them fucking questions self to lose your goddamn shit at the end because you don't want to do what the fuck you supposed to do in the contract. The fuck you signed up for then?
That motherfucker looked good, though. I'll tell you that. She looked fucking great.
Yeah, but I'll tell you something right now. Her tits were way fucking too separated. And that pissed me the fuck off.
What? Oh, she got the bad boob job. One's to the left too much. Well, fuck it, you're stuck.
Hey, move that kid over to the room.
Man, that's crazy.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Miss Tasha, did you like that song, Mr. Grimm, to the Reaper?
Yes, I did.
You know what? Them two ought to be doing a fucking duo. They sound so much alike, I can't believe it.
I was like, I'm telling you, when you let me hear that shit, I was like, I got something for his ass. Because, damn, these motherfuckers sound that.
Like brothers, man.
Style and shit. Yeah, like a younger brother. Younger brother.
If you didn't tell me, and one sang the other one's song, I wouldn't know the difference.
Man, that's great. But, yeah, they do so. I got to get him on the show, too.
Well, he got a show today at 6 o'clock on his show.
Oh, what I do?
Yeah, you ought to go there today with me, and I'll introduce you to him.
Oh, I mean, is he getting interviewed?
No, he's doing his show. He does a one-hour show from 6 till 7.
Westside?
Yeah.
What? And he plays his music and shit?
Yep, plays all his new stuff.
Man, ain't that a bitch? Okay, hell yeah.
Yeah, I'll introduce you to him, man.
Yeah. Shouts out to Westside, underground.com. Make sure y'all check that out. Download some shit. I will be downloading some tracks and get everything.
I smoke alone.
Yeah, that's the shit there, though. Goofy, did you get to hear that one? I smoke alone?
Yeah.
Oh, did you hear that, Goofy?
Yeah, that's that shit. I like that one.
I like that song. That song stays with you. You know what I mean? It's one of them tunes, like, I sing it all day long, you know?
Get off there and run that back. That's that shit.
I smoke alone.
All right, good people. We got 2 minutes left to this damn...
2 minute warning.
Hey,
the pens are up.
So.
4-3. 2 minutes left.
Oh. Hey, shouts out to the Penguins, man. Congratulations.
Oh, man.
You know what I'm saying? All you Penguin fans out there, man.
They got to win. They got to fucking win.
Oh, it
this
ain't over
is the
yet?
Last game in the National Hockey League for 2009.
Oh, my God.
Can please. You believe that? Good please. Luck to you. And you know what, Easy Rider, I wish I was in your shoes right now.
We'll be partying downtown. I will be there, you know.
And who are they versing? Who are they going up against?
The Wings, the Detroit Wings.
Detroit
Red
Wings.
Okay. Shout out
barbecue the Wings, baby. Barbecue the Wings.
Hey, but shouts out to both teams for making it that far, man. You know what I'm saying? Congratulations to both sides.
And fuck the San Jose Sharks for breaking my heart this year like they do every year. But you know what? That's called being a fan.
Hey, Goof, you know what?
Shout out to the goddamn Lightning, because, bitch, we got our trophy. Fucking
hey,
right.
Hey, you ought to check out that station KCBS about that, you know, 100-year fucking celebration. I mean, that's a big thing, man. The first radio signal ever sent from a fuck to a radio was from San Jose to Pittsburgh.
Yep, like I'm serious. The KCBS, they've been around. And
are they still around?
Day.
Are they still there?
Yeah, they're still around. They're still around.
Oh, shit.
They're
what
on
kind of
AM? They're on AM 740, KCBS.
What type
check
of
check out the program? House of News, KCBS.com.
KCBS.
I'm dropping the link.
Yeah, KCBS.
I'm dropping the link.
Drop the
for
link
you.
And check it out.
Wow.
There you go. The link for your brother. You can check
cool.
it out in the chat.
Cool.
Damn. How am I extending when I'm at 2 hours? If you're going to stay up, Tasha, shit, I'll go and do Vice's show.
Okay. Well, no.
Well, let me know because I got to hang up the phone right now, but let me know.
All right. Well, look, Vice show, if I do Vice show, it's already too late. It's going to start at 2:30.
Okay.
So I'd do it, you know what I'm saying, but it'll start at 2:30 because I know
guys.
I ain't going to. It'll take me longer than a minute to do that shit. You know what I'm saying? But yeah,
well, if you want, I could do a 186-point deuce.
Yo.
Yeah, but no, I'm just saying it's because it's 2 o'clock now, so I'm too late for the 2 o'clock slot.
Okay.
You know all right. Saying?
Well, I got to go, so call me and let me know.
Yeah. Well, it's going now. I'm feeling scared. She said she's gonna stay at work.
Right. Okay. Bye.
So where do we go now?
Well, I'm going to go and download half of this shit off of Westside damn
cool.
show.
Well, so I'll be at that show.
Upload it.
I'll be at that show at, I think it's 5 o'clock Pittsburgh time, Eastern time, 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock. And what's that Eastern Standard Time?
Yeah, it's 5 o'clock.
Oh, okay, 5 o'clock. All right. Well, damn, that's the same time punk-ass dude's going to be on shit.
Who? Oh, well, we can switch back and forth.
No, we just going to have somebody gonna have to just call into his goddamn shit. That's what the fuck going to happen.
Oh, I'll torture that fucker.
Punk-ass motherfucker. 5 o'clock is your damn hour, homie. You
I'll
know
show you what
the fuck
it's
we
like.
Talking about. Don't worry. Just wait till 5 and see what the fuck happens.
Maybe.
Going down at 5 o'clock.
All right,
you be
I'm
worry,
jumping.
You be sleep, girl.
Hey, I'm jumping out of here.
Hey, thank you, Mr. E.
Okay, buddy.
You already know.
All right.
Going down real good, man.
I'll see everybody.
Yeah.
All right.
That's real. Shout out to the 412, man. Mr. E's a rider, the coolest motherfucker on goddamn VTR, man. Love that dude right there, man. Shouts out to Abu, you know what I'm saying, from Wisconsin, be calling in representing too, man. He's a cool motherfucker with a lot of goddamn questions. Man. Every time he come
you,
in, he just, shit. Yeah, I love you too, baby. You know what I'm saying? I almost cracked the tear, girl. I'm lying like a motherfucker. I'm lying in a biatch. Higher than a biatch.
I need to give Goofy Boy a message. I love you, Goofy.
Oh, I guess that's for the whenever he was to the archive. Yeah, I'm gonna play something for you while we here. This is Shy Romance. Let you hear something real quick. Is
okay.
Drunken out woman I am.
It was just that's us in that. Here.
Yeah, baby, yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, baby, yeah. Oh, I got that little skit. What my little skit at? I'm fucking you, bitch. Can't say shit. Fucking you, bitch. I thought I had it. Okay, there it go, Miss Casanova. Yeah, check this out.
Okay.
Getting the private hour. You was riding out with the Smelly and Natasha private hour. Right here, wrecking the game radio after hour.
Just like a girl I'm stressed out, uncontrolled. When the rest of the world turn they back, she a hoe. Hold it down like she supposed to, cause she a soul. I'ma keep searching till I find Miss Casanova. In the block, searching day to day. Trying to find a girl that can give me what I need, what I want. Say beggars can't be choosy, but some this is true. No such thing as perfect, 9.5 or 2. Long and short hair, pretty eyes and straight teeth. Pretty skin complexion, nice thighs, cute feet. Pinky toe to bold legs, nice stomach, fat ass. Independent chin and her gown, she keep a stash. In the summer, all she wears is heels and toes out. In the winter, boots with heels on their walk, turning shows out. Ain't the cheap type, no matter what kind of game a nigga shoot. Whether you're ball or not, she say, my nigga got loot. Hold it down when you ain't around. Hold it down when you out of town. Hold it down, smile, I frown. Hold it down, a queen on the crown. My baby, my boo, when I find you around. So if you watch, yeah, let me know, holler back. The type of girl who stressed out of that uncontrolled. When the rest of the world turn they back, she a hoe. Hold it down like she supposed to, cause she a soul. I'ma keep searching till I find Miss Casanova. Nigga like me, like a body dying, lick from head to toe. For the drop, you show me what you was about. Ain't no telling where we can go. Instead of the same penny, switch it up with and watch how fast I get on my knees. Wait for you to bless me. Let a nigga know that you are down. No nigga can take his place. No matter how many friends quest, no one can take his place. When you step out the crib, turn heads, but not your own. Speak when they speak, but still holding down your own. No, you ain't gotta be stuck up to be a good girl. You can hold a conversation, a nigga know you're a good girl. And you wanna hold it down for you and yours always and forever. And every time we
better and better. When I want it, all I gotta do is make a plate. And them legs spread fast like we ain't got time to waste. My baby, my boo, when I find you, it's a wrap. If you out there, let me know, holler back. The type of girl who's stressed out of time. A control when the rest of the world turn it back. She a hoe, hold it down like she's supposed to. Cause she a soul. I'ma keep searching till I find Miss Casanova.
Miss Casanova, your search is over, no need to look no further. I'm the type of woman you can make love to, then take home to your mother. Pretty in her face, but I'm thick in her waist from eating them collard greens. So goddamn fly, can't believe they laugh when I touch down on the scene. Be turning heads and stopping shows, all of this while I walk. I'm shy romantic, your ass in a trance when I make my booty talk. I'm a lady in the street, so the freak up in the sheet. The type of lady that you need to make your life complete. Treat me like your queen, cause I done claimed my throne. When I step up in this house, all your bitches be gone. Not Casanova, where you at? I wanna tell you I miss you. Draw my fingers over your head and moan while I kiss you. Wanna play with you, sex you, then I'll freak you all over. So look no further, cause I told you I am Miss Casanova. Yes, I am it, baby, I am it. Who's so ladies, that's a wrap. Casanova, I'm right here, so go and holler back.
Type of girl who's stressed out of time. A control when the rest of the world turn it back. She a hoe, hold it down like she's supposed to. Cause she a soul. I'ma keep searching till I find Miss Casanova. The type of girl who's stressed out of time. A control when the rest of the world turn it back. She a hoe, hold it down like she's supposed to. Cause she a soul.
That's how it goes down right here live, Reckoning Game Radio. Don't fuck with the Trilateral Thursday. You know what I'm saying? Going down real big. Thank you, everybody, for coming through and representing on the show, man. You know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all come back each and every day. We right here live, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on your Reckoning Game Radio dial. And that's how it goes down with a smile. Peace.